You're just in time for the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff, the radio outreach of the Christian Research Institute. Our purpose here at CRI is to equip Christians to pursue sound doctrine, to discern truth and error, and to become faithful disciples of Christ, because life and truth matter. This is a live program, and we invite your calls. So dial toll-free 888-ASK-HANK. Numerically, that's 888-275-4265. Now, here's the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. As always, great to be in studio as we're answering your questions throughout the United States, Canada, around the world. You can call in your question in a safe, secure fashion by simply dialing 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. Again, we'll be going to your calls in just a few moments. 888-ASK-HANK, the number to dial. Our contact information on the web, equip.org, via the mail. It's Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as always, resource consultants, they are standing by, 888-7000. And the letters CRI. Want to say just a few words about global warming. And the reason I want to say something about global warming is hot. It's in the news. And I think as Christians who are always committed to learning discernment skills, we need to learn to ask the right questions and to ask the right questions in the right order. Our initial question should be, is global warming a reality? The answer is a qualified yes. If we appropriate accurate averages over the last 150 years or so and carefully consider current satellite data, it appears likely that we are experiencing a slight warming trend. We must, however, exercise extreme caution in the extrapolation of trends. One need only think back to the first Earth Day. It was observed amid the specter of a looming ice age. 4 years later, Time pontificated that the telltale signs of an ice age were evident everywhere. The second question is, if the globe is warming, is human activity causing it? A third question we ought to ask is global warming necessarily bad? Now, while common sense might lead us to conclude that a warming trend is far less dangerous than a new ice age, reality is that there hasn't been sufficient study to be sure. One thing is certain, however: sensationalism, sophistry, sloppy journalism have done precious little to advance the ball. In the last 115 years or so, there have been four media cycles on climate change. Each time it was claimed to be a virtual consensus. Of course, we know historically from geological records that the Earth varies dramatically in its climate. Sometimes it's much cooler on average, and sometimes it's much warmer. Just 1,000 years ago, during the medieval warming period, it was warmer than it is now, and of course, it was far colder during the last ice age. Fourth, suppose there is global warming, that human beings are the cause of global warming, and that global warming is bad. Would implementing any of the policies around today make a difference, or would their cost exceed their benefit? And that's, for me, a moral question. Christians have to be concerned about these issues because God has made us to be stewards of His created order and of the environment. And if we're going to be good stewards, we have to enact policies and do things that will actually help the situation. I think the Kyoto Protocol is a classic case in point. It would, if fully implemented, cost the international economy somewhere between $10 and $50 trillion. That's serious money. Money that could be spent on a lot of other things. if you're doing a cost-benefit analysis, there is virtually no benefit and there is a huge cost. The point of all of this, of course, is that in an age in which Christians are all too often characterized as poor, undereducated, and easily led, we should avoid lending credence to the stereotype. Instead, we should commit ourselves to care for Christ's creation with tender hearts on the one hand, as well as tenacious minds on the other. I did an entry on global warming in the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, that book available for your gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, and our outreaches around the world for those who join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team or the Christian Research Institute support team. Be pleased to send you a copy of the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition to you, a family member or a friend. Again, personalized. You can check this out on the web at equip.org. You can also write me, as mentioned before, at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And don't forget, our resource consultant is always there, standing by, 888-7000, and the letters CRI. A lot of you hanging on. We'll go right to the phone calls. First up is Mary. She's listening in El Paso, Texas, Sirius XM 131. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Good talking to you.
You too. My question is whether you cut off a family member or if that's, or whether you do or at some point, if you do, after somewhat unreasonable demands, selfishness on their part, financially. I guess specifically I would be asking because I maintained a relationship with my mother whom is not very positive, but because she needs me and my family financially, she continues to be part of will have a relationship with me, but is there a point where enough is enough? I've tried to continue a relationship for the purpose of leading her to Christ, but it's become more of a burden.
Yeah, and family. Sometimes you have to set boundaries. I don't think there's any question about that whatsoever, but I think that as believers, what is important is to always leave open a door for reconciliation. If the relationship is damaging to the family, again, boundaries are in order. But ultimately, what we want to do is work towards reconciliation. And certainly, with respect to our parents, we want to do everything we can to enhance the relationship, but again, within correct bounds. I want to go back to the phone lines, talk to Michael in Kansas City, Kansas next. Hi, Michael.
How you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Well, my question is, are we cursed if we don't pay our tithe?
Well, I don't think that's the way you want to look at it. The way you want to look at it is from a different vantage point, and that is the Old Testament tells us, in fact, Moses being the author, that we tithe in order to learn to revere the Lord our God always. And reverencing the Lord is a timeless principle. It is just as important today as it has been in the past. So again, very important that we learn that giving is a way in which we see that the arm of God is far longer and stronger than the arm of humanity. And in tithing, we may learn to be a free will giver, which is to say, do what the New Testament urges us to do, and that is to hold everything that we have in an open hand so that God can take out and God can put in as he sees fit. So again, I think that we want to get to the point where we trust God. We don't trust our own resources. Whenever I'm asked this question, I think about David as he thanked God for the very privilege of being able to give to the work of the Lord. You probably recall his words there, I think in 1 Chronicles, where he says, "Who am I? Who are my people that we should be able to give as generously as this? Everything comes from you, and we've given you only what comes from your hand. And now I have seen with joy how willingly your people who are here have given to you." So what began as a spiritual discipline of tithing had evolved into the sheer delight of free will giving. And I think that's the road that we need to be on, where we see that we simply cannot outgive our Lord, and that our whole notion of life is to benefit others. I mean, when you give, it is so that the gospel may go out throughout the world. When you give, it is so that someone who does not have a piece of bread or a cup of water might have something to drink and something to eat. And when they do, they then see the relevance of the gospel that you are preaching. When I think about the urgency of giving and learning to give, it is particularly necessary for our generation. The war generation knew how to give. And as a result of that, they spread the gospel around the globe. They fed the hungry. They clothed the naked. They cared for the sick. They founded Christian educational institutions, hospitals, relief organizations. The list goes on. And bottom line, they left an indelible mark on their generation. And I think that when the training wheels of tithing come off, then the world of free will giving becomes our playground. And I hope that a new generation, the current generation, can learn that lesson. It's only in giving that we recognize how long the arm of God is, and it is in giving that we have the satisfaction of helping other people. So don't see it as a burden. See it as an opportunity. One of the reasons we ask people, by the way, to give to the ministry of the Christian Research Institute, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, our outreaches around the world, is because in doing that, you are giving what you cannot keep anyway. You are sending ahead something in the eternal economy of things, which is to say you are laying up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not corrupt and where thieves do not break in and steal. Why? Because where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So as we get near the end of our financial year, our fiscal year, we're asking people to stand shoulder to shoulder with this one-of-a-kind ministry outreach. This ministry outreach is unique in many different ways. Not only are we a global ministry, but a ministry making a difference while there is yet time. We are not capitulating to the narrative of the politically correct. We don't do what is popular, what's trendy, what's in, but rather we tell it like it is. Why? Because life and truth matter. And when we say life and truth matter, we mean truth matters because truth is like a menu. Life matters because life is like the meal to which the menu points. Again, you can give in a safe, secure fashion all this month on the web at equip.org. You can also write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And do remember, our resource consultants are standing by 888-7000 and the letters CRI. And a reminder of something I said at the opening of the show, when you become a CRI support team member, you commit to supporting the Christian Research Institute and its many outreaches with your ongoing support. When people join the ongoing support team, What they do is turbocharge the ministry in a very real sense. The difference between occasional givers and regular givers makes a quantum difference in our ability to impact the lives of people, not only for time, as mentioned, but also for eternity. And appreciation for your support. I'd be pleased to send you a personalized copy of one of my books when, again, you become a monthly support team member, a CRI support team member. It's as easy as going to equip.org/donate. And by the way, when you go to the web at equip.org, you want to take a look at the journal, a new issue of the journal out. And if you haven't subscribed, you can do so on the web at equip.org. We'll be back in just a few moments with more answers to your questions right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Do you remember the number to dial? You can dial right now, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically, 888-275-4265.
The Red Army won the Battle of Stalingrad. The Nazis initially appeared to be the likely conquerors, but Soviets, mustering courage and resolve, emerged victorious. Truth is, both men and materials played a crucial role. Willingness to fight and munitions in the arsenal were pivotal. The Christian Research Institute likewise needs people willing to stand for truth, along with the financial provisions to accomplish its mission. Stand with us during this key month of June to end the fiscal year in a position of strength. Call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Equip.org. We'll return to the Bible Answer Man broadcast right after this. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. In recent years, interest in superheroes has soared, driven largely by the red-hot Marvel Comics characters such as Spider-Man, Iron Man, the X-Men, and the Avengers. This cultural phenomenon suggests that Marvel's unique approach to envisioning heroism is feeding some sort of spiritual hunger. What lessons can we learn from Marvel? Other topics include when someone you love says, "I'm gay," best friends first, honoring God in dating and romance, the debate over defining inerrancy, and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI. Or subscribe online at equip.org. Same-sex marriage is here. It went from unthinkable to legal at a dizzying pace. The question is, now what? Can I attend a same-sex wedding? Can my business provide services for a same-sex union ceremony? What if a person in a gay marriage becomes a Christian? If you haven't encountered these questions yet, stay tuned. Given the current reality shift, you're likely to. Get well-reasoned answers to these and other questions in CRI's Same-Sex Marriage Resource Package, which includes the book Same-Sex Marriage by Sean McDowell and John Stonestreet, and a special edition of the Christian Research Journal featuring articles by Hank Hanegraaff and Joe Dallas. To receive the Same-Sex Marriage Resource Package as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI. And make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. The Soviet Red Army won the Battle of Stalingrad. It appeared at first the Nazi war machine would secure the victory, but the Soviets battled back from near certain defeat with extraordinary courage and resoluteness to turn the tide of the battle and ultimately the war. The lesson is that both men and material, people and provisions played a critical role. Willingness to fight and munitions in the arsenal were pivotal. Our contemporary battle for truth against anti-Christian secularists raises the stakes above the significance of Stalingrad. CRI likewise needs military partners willing to stand for truth, along with the financial means to accomplish the mission. Stand with us during the key month of June to end the fiscal year in a position of strength. Call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. Or visit equip.org. www.cri.org. In recent years, interest in superheroes has soared, driven largely by the red-hot Marvel Comics characters such as Spider-Man, Iron Man, the X-Men, and the Avengers. This cultural phenomenon suggests that Marvel's unique approach to envisioning heroism is feeding some sort of spiritual hunger. The current edition of the Christian Research Journal asks the question, what lessons can we learn from Marvel? Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Once again, here's Bible Answer Man host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. You can also subscribe by simply writing me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. As I've said many times, the Christian Research Journal is an award-winning magazine that no Christian home should be without. The copy is wonderfully complemented by the way it is presented. And if you want to get a little bit of a flavor of that, simply go to the web at equip.org and take a look at the current edition of the Christian Research Journal. Again, you can subscribe on the web in a safe, secure fashion. The editor-in-chief of the Christian Research Journal, Elliot Miller, joins me now right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast as we spend a few moments talking about the Christian Research Journal and its importance. Elliot, as always, when we talk about the Christian Research Journal, in part we talk about learning discernment skills so we can discern between wheat and chaff, heat and light.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you know, CRI is committed to equipping the body of Christ through the ministry of teaching. And the thing that we, as part of our calling from God, contribute to the body of Christ is both to discernment and defense of the faith and doctrine, all of these different D's that we emphasize on our cover of the Christian Research Journal. Sound doctrine, critical thinking, and answers and reasons for faith and responses to attacks on the faith. So, you know, the idea of critical thinking is and learning how to be discerning is either the very concept of a column, such as our practical hermeneutics column, which teaches people how to interpret, you know, biblical passages in context, or our viewpoint column, which will present different Christian takes on issues, arguments for or against them. Sometimes we present it in debate fashion so people can hear both sides. And every article that we have, it's either highlighted by discernment or it's highlighted by defense, because this is our passion, is that we want Christians to be able to, first of all, discern truth from error, and then second of all, give intelligent, biblically sound reasons for faith as they present the gospel and as they respond to objections from an increasingly ambivalent and sometimes even hostile culture that we find ourselves surrounded by.
And the cover story is kind of interesting this time. It's the gospel according to Marvel. You wrote an article from the editor, Marvel and Me, how Stan Lee and his creative crew impacted my life. Very, very relevant. I was watching the NBA Finals, and during the NBA Finals, they were promoting Ant-Man, I guess it was, the new movie out in theaters right now. And so we're writing about this because, again, we need discernment skills.
Yes, and this was the one, you know, that obviously if I had had Christian discernment skills back in the 1960s when I was a Marvel comic fanatic, I wouldn't have wanted to emulate Doctor Strange when he got into lotus position and sent his soul outside of his body to go fight Baron Mordo in the etheric realm, you know. But it turns out I did do that because that was my first introduction to occult ideas and practices. And I, to my shock, I mean, I wouldn't expect if I jumped off a building that I'd be able to fly like the Human Torch. But when I sat in lotus position, I actually did have the experience, if not the reality, the very real experience of projecting my soul outside of my body and experiencing some of the things that I've been reading about in Doctor Strange. So, you know, this is the whole problem. That was one of the first that I was ever aware of, infusions of the occult into popular culture. And I had absolutely zero discernment skills at that time, so I got caught up right into it. But the Lord pulled me out of the whirlwind and gave me a ministry of discernment. But since then, there's just been a barrage of, you know, the Force be with you, you know, and Buffy, the Vampire Slayer, and what was the show where there were three witches that were sisters? Charmed, you know, and it just keeps coming. The occult is becoming, you know, it makes for great fantasy, great, you know, colorful kinds of stories. And so we're just permeated with it. But when you discover there's a real world of occult experience to be had, it's very seductive. So one of the things that like a voice in the wilderness that we're trying to do is alert people to the fact that there is danger in violating the commands of Scripture. Deuteronomy 18, 9 through 14 tells us to have nothing to do with casting spells, with entering into mediumistic trances, with divination, trying to define the future through astrology or any other means. And so when you disobey Scripture in this way, there are real consequences. The devil has a foothold into your life that he didn't have before. So that's just one area. And of course, that doesn't mean that everything Marvel has to contribute is bad. The main emphasis of this article, I would say, is very positive, showing that the stories in many ways are depicting truths of the gospel that resonate with people and can prepare them for being more receptive to a gospel presentation. But like anything in this world, you need discernment. You need to be able to sift the wheat from the chaff. You need to be able to say, well, this thing about this comic book or this movie, or, you know, contributes something worthy of conversation, and this thing over here is to be avoided.
Let's pan back just a little bit, or pan up, or take an airplane view of our culture. The need for discernment skills seems to be more necessary right now than ever before. This is an unprecedented time, it seems to me, in history.
Well, because of the information age, because of television, movies, music, and so forth, you're exposed to more ideas. It's like it was just told me today in a meeting here at CRI that since, I think it was the year 2000, more information has been released on Google than ever had been released in the whole history of the human race prior to that. So this is the information age, and that's like an understatement. You know, it's the information bombardment age. And so there's nothing that people have tried that you just about in the world that would have been some arcane secret practice that you would have never found out about 100 years ago. Well, now you see it depicted in movies, TV, and there's how-to books for how you can practice it yourself. And not only that, but it just, you know, we've been chronicling and critiquing the influx of the occult into our culture ever since CRI was founded in 1960, and ever since I got here in 1976. And we were predicting when we saw the rise of the holistic health movement and humanistic psychology and so forth, that even though these things were not ostensibly religious, that they had religious elements that were coming from non-Christian sources. Not every practice. This is where discernment and critical thinking is important. You don't reject everything, but you really do have to be discerning, because so many of them can impart both ideas and practices that actually are inextricably tied in with paganism. And so what we've seen then is over these decades, there's been time enough for these things to infuse themselves into our culture so that we are truly living, much more so than when I was young, in a post-Christian culture, and I think we can fairly say a pagan culture too. And it's practical paganism, if not, formal paganism. There's just so much paganism interwoven in things that are not even supposed to be religious, just because it's a big you know, potluck of everything that the world has ever thought of or tried is, you know, is accessible to us, it seems. And that's what we have happening.
Dr. Elliot Miller, Editor-in-Chief of the Christian Research Journal. You can subscribe online at equip.org or when you write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. As always, resource consultants are standing by, 888-7000. And the letters, C-R-I. Sometimes when I describe the web, I talk about it as a safe zone because it is a place where you can trust information. We live in an age, as you alluded to earlier, an age of information overload. And so it's a wonderful luxury to be able to go to a website where the material has been vetted. You can trust what you are consuming. The same thing is true with the journal.
Very much so, Hank. You know, this has been a sacred duty as far as I'm concerned, as far as you're concerned, as far as everybody involved with CRI over the years is concerned, is that that we know that that the Lord has given us a role to stand for truth in this culture, and we have to be consistent and careful and conscientious about what we publish. We're not infallible, and we have even had to retract some articles in the past. But the bottom line is that we're concerned about fairness and accuracy, even when we're dealing with people we strongly disagree with. And so our articles are thoroughly researched. They are vetted. They are cross-checked. And, they have won us a reputation for scholarship and fairness that I think is very important, especially when you consider the controversial subjects we deal with. We're dealing with one controversial topic after another, but we're not dealing with it in just some kind of polemical way where we're trying to always come up to the strongest negative conclusion about anything we disagree with. You know, slant the information, get all the worst examples, leave out anything good. No, that's not how we approach things. Therefore, that breeds trust, you know, that we're concerned about truth, we're concerned about fairness, we're concerned about doing our homework, and I think that shows. And we were just talking about that earlier today, that there are now decades worth of articles that have been produced through you and the Christian Research Journal that have dealt with just about everything you can imagine, and it's all available through equip.org and continues to be available through the Christian Research Journal.
When we come back for the break, I want to talk to Elliot Miller about same-sex marriage. I mean, that's probably the most significant topic because it is being pushed on us with a ferocity that is almost unimaginable. What are the consequences of what is happening in the culture? What are the consequences of real marriage? What are the consequences of counterfeiting marriage? Why should we care about this issue? And why is there such a rush, even within evangelicalism, to embrace same-sex marriage? We'll be talking about that, an article in the journal titled "When Someone You Love Says I'm Gay," and much more when we return in just a few moments. More with Elliot Miller, Editor-in-Chief of the Christian Research Journal. Again, you can subscribe to the journal online at equip.org. Talk to one of our resource consultants, 888-7000, and the letters CRI. And do remember, this is the end of our fiscal year. If you can stand with us prayerfully and financially, it would be deeply appreciated. Used for God's glory and for the extension of His kingdom. Back in a moment, so please don't touch that dial.
Truth is under siege from a vast array of militant anti-Christian secularists. But when you and others stand with Hank Hanegraaff and the Christian Research Institute, we're able to equip countless believers to join in the good fight. Soldiers are helpless without the right arms. So are key battles often won or lost based on something as simple yet crucial as supplies. Stand with the Christian Research Institute and Bible Answer Man broadcast during the key month of June to ensure that CRI's supply lines remain open. Call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Equip.org. Stay tuned. Hank Hanegraaff will return in a moment to answer more questions. The fast-growing acceptance of same-sex marriage is comparable to a massive cultural earthquake and resulting tsunami that rearranges the social landscape. It may well be the most significant social revolution in human history, but there is also a promise. If things can change this fast in one direction, they can change just as fast in another. CRI's special offer of Same-Sex Marriage by Sean McDowell and John Stone Street, and a special edition of the Christian Research Journal featuring articles on same-sex sexuality and transgender issues from Hank Hanegraaff and Joe Dallas, will help you stand for biblical life and truth. To receive the Same-Sex Marriage book and journal special offer as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI. And make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or simply visit equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. As homosexuality becomes accepted within the culture, more Christian families are hearing a loved one say, "I'm gay, I've accepted it, I intend to live it out." Joe Dallas offers scriptural and compassionate counsel for dealing with the many questions and strong emotions that arise from this perplexing and unexpected situation. Other topics include the gospel according to Marvel Comics, Buddhism through the filter of Sam Harris, witnessing to the messianic fulfillment of the Day of Atonement, and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org. Winston Churchill once declared, "You may have to fight when there is no hope of victory, because it is better to perish than to live as slaves." Churchill sought to awaken those who were reluctant to fight against the advancing Nazi war machine. Today, a spiritual battle is taking place. New atheism advances in the West, and slavery to secularity is imprisoning more and more hearts and minds in the United States. For this reason, CRI's ministry is critical, but we need people willing to stand for truth, along with the financial provisions to accomplish its mission. Stand with Hank Hanegraaff and the Christian Research Institute during the month of June to end the fiscal year in a position of strength. Call 888-7000-CRI. And make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org, equip.org. As homosexuality becomes accepted in the culture, more Christian families are hearing a loved one say, "I'm gay, I've accepted it, and I intend to live it out." In the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal, Joe Dallas offers scriptural and compassionate counsel for dealing with the many questions and strong emotions that arise from this perplexing and unexpected situation. Subscribe to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org. We now return to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Talking to Elliot Miller, Editor-in-Chief of the Christian Research Journal. We'll also try to take a few questions if we can. But the Christian Research Journal, as we've talked about, is an award-winning magazine. You can subscribe online in a safe, secure fashion at the website equip.org. Elliot, the journal is dealing with cutting-edge issues and, we might say, not backing down. The world, it seems, has fallen for a redefinition of marriage. You think about the importance of marriage. The foundation of everything in civilization is life, but on that foundation, you have pillars, and a primary pillar is the pillar of marriage. And now, same-sex marriage is very soon to become the law of the land. And when you, as Joe Dallas has put it so many times, when you flood the economy with counterfeit money, it not only devalues all currency, but it devalues everything. So we have taken at the Christian Research Institute a stand for truth, even though it's politically incorrect. We did a special edition of the Christian Research Journal on the subject of same-sex marriage, homosexuality, transvestism, and so forth. And in the current edition of the Christian Research Journal, the article by Joe Dallas, When Someone You Love Says I'm Gay.
Yes, and this is dealing with the issue of how are we to respond as Christians. Charles Dickens says, never close your lips to those to whom you have opened your heart. And, this is something that most of us probably have dealt with or will deal with. There was a time when I didn't think there was anybody I knew in my life who I would hear that from, but that day arrived. And I have had to deal with it, because the issue is, this is somebody that I love, and while I may strongly disagree with the fact that he has gotten married to another man, I certainly do not want to close up my bowels of compassion to him. I certainly do not want to disown him as a family member. He knows where I stand. He knows what my beliefs are, but he also knows I love him. And I think that that love needs to be shown in practical ways, so that they understand the truth of the gospel. Because the truth of the gospel is God loves people who are involved in lifestyles that cause them to be disobedient to his word. God reaches out to them. God calls them, but God calls them to become reconciled to him and to his truth and to his word. And that can seem absolutely impossible to somebody given their situation, given what they're dealing with within their own soul, strong drives, needs, or whatever that they feel that they have. But when, there's an old saying that that when God calls, when God guides, God provides. And I have found that to be true. Anything that he tells us to do, once we become reconciled to the fact that this is his will, and we say yes to the Lord, I don't know how I'm going to obey you in this. It's going to cause a lot of sacrifice, a lot of suffering. But being obedient to you is more important to me than anything else. Then the amazing thing is that His grace will be sufficient. God will bless in ways beyond you could ask or what you could have asked or thought. I have found that in my own life, in my own struggles, where there would be something that I would be tempted to do that would be disobedient. And this is what the real issue is. It's not an issue of an anti-gay agenda. People need to understand that out in the world. There may be homophobic or people who hate homosexuals. Certainly we know that was true of the Baptist Church in Kansas, was it? It's true of some people, but that's not the issue by and large for Christians. We all would like to, just like Rodney King said, can't we all just get along? We'd all just like to get along and overlook differences and all be one big, happy human family. But truth matters, as we say here. And, for us to live is to be in right relationship with God. And God is a God who has revealed his will in Scripture. And his will sometimes calls us to make difficult decisions. But if we're Christians, the defining feature of a Christian is that Jesus is their Lord. They obey him. So how do we know what he's telling us? We know what he's telling us through Scripture, not just in his own red letter words, but he said that every jot and tittle will be fulfilled. He says the Scriptures cannot be broken. Jesus used the tense of a verb to argue for a doctrinal point. He had implicit faith in every word of Scripture. He lived by Scripture, and so Therefore, if he's our Lord, we have to live by Scripture. And Scripture is very clear on this subject. So this issue, if it results in persecution for Christians, because we're called, perpetrators of hate crimes or discriminators, then that's what we're going to have to face. But what we do need to do is show love, and what we do need to do is give a reasoned explanation of our position.
And again, you allude to the fact that the position that we hold is based on Scripture. There's a debate, and we have an article in the current edition of the Christian Research Journal on this, over defining inerrancy. Right. Important issue.
Yes, and this just calls for, first of all, unequivocally, the Christian Research Institute supports the doctrine of inerrancy. This, to me, is the linchpin of Orthodox theology, that everything that the scripture writer affirmed to be true in the context in which he intended it to be taken is true. And we can discern what meaning is generally from Scripture. There are some difficult passages, but Scripture, we are told by the Protestant Reformation, one of the cardinal points is it is perspicuous, which means it is clear. And so the commands of Scripture are discernible. So we need to hold firmly to that, but we also need to be studied and not just have a knee-jerk reaction to the point where we're going to call somebody a heretic if they argue that that the biblical writers never intended to be taken as giving an exact number of, the real question that's dealt with in that article is, can we learn from the genre that the gospel writers were writing in by looking at other historical narratives from the time? They were writing in a historical time and context. And so were they intending every detail about the account that they would have of Jesus' life or the Acts of the Apostles to be taken in an absolute 21st century journalistic reportage sense, or were they conveying things that are true in a general sense without a concern, like was it 5 a.m, or things that may not have been mattered to them or been an issue with them. So understanding this issue is a fair debate within evangelical Christians, and it's not kind or fair or rational to say that someone who has a well thought out position that would be more contextual rather than straight literal at all times is denying inerrancy.
Talking to Elliot Miller, editor-in-chief of the Christian Research Journal. Again, you can subscribe in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org, or just talk to one of our resource consultants, 888-7000, and the letters CRI. Let's see if we can go to the callers and take a few calls. Aaliyah, listening in Arlington, Washington on KCIS. Hi.
Hi, Hank. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So I have a two-part question. I have been noticing a kind of dangerous trend among Christians in which they believe that since Jesus is the new covenant, then pretty much all the commands of the Old Testament are out the window. And I even have some friends who don't think that we need to try so hard to follow the Ten Commandments because they're forgiven. And I've given them so many references of Scripture, but a lot of it is Old Testament, so they pretty much disregard all of it. And even stuff from the New Testament, they still don't take that, because Jesus is the biggest and most beautiful contradiction of the Bible. So they, no matter what, they're forgiven, and they don't believe that we need to try so hard. And one of my friends said it, he gave a good analogy. He said that if your debt has been paid, do you still keep making payments? He said, I don't have to try to sin. I don't have to try to be good anymore.
So, Aaliyah, what is the question?
So my question is there anything anywhere in the Bible in which Jesus talks about how important it is to follow God's commands? Because they pretty much won't listen to anything unless it's from Jesus, and I'm having a hard time finding it.
Yeah, well, Elliot just alluded to a passage in Scripture in the Sermon on the Mount where Jesus said, "I did not come to abolish the law and the prophets. I came to fulfill the law and the prophets." And then he went on to say, not a single jot or tittle will disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Jesus is the one who walks through the doorway of the Old Testament prophecies and fulfills them. And so what he is the fulfillment of all. And the fact that Jesus Christ came and fulfilled the Old Testament commands does not mean in some way that we need to make some false dichotomy between the Old and New Testament. The New Covenant is better than the Old Covenant because the blood of Jesus Christ is better than the blood of bulls and goats. And now there are those who are making this false dichotomy. In fact, we wrote about this in the Christian Research Journal. Joseph Prince is a classic case in point, someone who says that we do not have to confess our sins. Reason is, when Jesus taught us to confess our sins, that was in the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer was Old Covenant, doesn't apply to us today.
Well, that's of course absurd, because the Lord's Prayer is taught by Jesus Christ. Jesus was not teaching to something that would be applicable for 2 years. He was teaching for all time. He was teaching to his church.
And we have run out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. As always, do remember, Monday through Friday at this time, your questions answered when you dial 888-ASK-HANK. Numerically, 888-275-4265. Tomorrow, I'll be taking your calls during the entirety of the show. Again, you can call 888-ASK-HANK. Tomorrow, I'll be taking your calls through the entirety of the show. And don't forget to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. You can do that at equip.org. So long for now.
Thank you for joining us today. June is one of the most important months for the Bible Answer Man broadcast. That's because we close out another financial year, and we can do so successfully only if listening friends like you stand with us prayerfully and financially. With your gift, you'll help CRI impact even more lives with God's truth and equip Christians as authentic disciples of Christ. Please call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271, or simply visit online at equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. In recent years, interest in superheroes has soared, driven largely by the red-hot Marvel Comics characters such as Spider-Man, Iron Man, the X-Men, and the Avengers. This cultural phenomenon suggests that Marvel's unique approach to envisioning heroism is feeding some sort of spiritual hunger. What lessons can we learn from Marvel? Other topics include when someone you love says, "I'm gay," best friends first, honoring God in dating and romance, the debate over defining inerrancy, and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI. Or subscribe online at equip.org. Same-sex marriage is here. It went from unthinkable to legal at a dizzying pace. The question is, now what? Can I attend a same-sex wedding? Can my business provide services for a same-sex union ceremony? What if a person in a gay marriage becomes a Christian? If you haven't encountered these questions yet, stay tuned. Given the current reality shift, you're likely to. Get well-reasoned answers to these and other questions in CRI's Same-Sex Marriage Resource Package.
which includes the book Same-Sex Marriage by Sean McDowell and John Stonestreet, and a special edition of the Christian Research Journal featuring articles by Hank Hanegraaff and Joe Dallas. To receive the Same-Sex Marriage resource package as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org.